Darling, where are you?
Oh, there you are. I got your text, and I wrapped up the meeting I was in as fast as I could. Oh. Darling, I need you to tell me what's wrong. I didn't know what to think. Your text just shook me up inside. Oh, no. I'm not mad at you. Not at all. But since you texted me, please, I need to see you. Have you been crying? Oh, my love. Darling, is it okay if I come over and hold you? I don't want to overstep any boundaries. Okay, let me just. Please, tell me what's wrong, darling. I know it's hard, but please, I need to know. What? How could someone say something so cruel about my love? Just tell me who they are, and I will smite them. Love, darling, sweetheart, no one is allowed to criticize your body. Oh, humans can be so cruel to each other, and I will not allow someone to lie and hurt you. Oh no, darling. Don't use that excuse. Just because they are unhappy with their own life or appearance, it doesn't give them the right to hurt you. Or anyone else, for that matter. There is no valid reason to put someone down. They don't see how amazing you are, how sweet and desirable your body is. All they're doing is just projecting their own stupid standards. How is someone supposed to live up to all the different standards that you humans have? Darling. There is no mold that humans come from. Every one of you is shaped differently, and there's nothing wrong with that. Do you think demons pick on each other for those reasons? No, we don't, because that would be stupid. Darling. You are perfect to me. Let me hold you even closer. I've lived for a long time. And before you, I wasn't interested in any kind of romantic relationship. Simply because no one was worthy of my attention. But then, when I saw you for the first time, I knew that this was who I was meant to be with, a strong, kind, and loving individual. The way you speak, the way you shine, even if you're unable to see it, I do. Honey. Darling. I wish I could let you see yourself the way I do. Alas, I cannot. But that doesn't make it any less true. Please, darling. Don't go comparing yourself to others. No. Don't let yourself be swept away by all that negativity. I know you're insecure about your looks. This world has seen to that, with all those fucked up standards that they push people into. Don't fill your head with that garbage. It's only gonna make you miserable. No human is perfect. Every one of you is flawed in one way or another. But darling, I love you. Even with all those things you see as ugly or stupid, you have so many beautiful qualities. How about instead of focusing on all the negative, focus on the good instead? Yes, I know. It's very easy for me to say. Yeah, since I'm not tainted by the human ideas of what is and isn't beautiful, I just see things as they are. And you, my dear, are a treat. Each and every part of you is special. There is no one like you on this plane of existence. You are extraordinary, inside and out. I would still like to punish the humans who hurt you, though. No one hurts what belongs to me and lives. Oh, believe me, love. I would love nothing more than to defend your honor. No one would be able to pin it on me either. I have my ways of dealing with pests. You won't tell me, will you? All right. I won't pry anymore. But if they do it again, I want names and pictures. For now, though, how about we just cuddle a little more? And after that, I will conjure up some dinner. Anything you like, darling.